Okay, there's a famous machlokes in Gersois. It's really three ways. In the Haggadah, if anyone has a Haggadah, yeah, that the one lashon that we have in Haggadah, Chayim Adam Liras Atzmo Kilu Yotzei Mitzrayim, the person has to view himself as he came, or he came out of Mitzrayim, exited Mitzrayim. That's one. You have the famous Gersa in the Rambam, that the Rambam says in Halacha Perek Zayin, Halacha Vav, B'chol Dover Dor Chayim Odom, Leharois Es Atzmo Kilu Ba'atzmo Yotzo Ato Mishum Mitzrayim, which Rambam is saying basically, you have to show off, express. Sounds like to others, outside, not internally. But you have to show off as if you left Mitzrayim now, yourself. So he is on two things. It's not just to see and view yourself, but to show yourself. And it's you left Mitzrayim right now. And the Rambam, in the Haggadah, the Nusach Haggadah, the Rambam's lashon is, B'chol dor v'dor chayev adam laharis es atzmo kilu yotzo mitzrayim, without the ato, without the now. And in the Shinu Nuschois, they bring the Rambam liras es atzmo. So you see a few different ways. You have four combinations. One is liras es atzmo, to view yourself. One is laharis es atzmo, to express yourself. And then in both of them, you can have ata, as if you left Mitzrayim now, or not as if you left Mitzrayim now. So just to show the basis of it. Let's start with the Rambam. Let's hear better. Which one sounds more? If you answer liras es atzmo, laharis es atzmo, which sounds more demanding? Which sounds harder?
Liras.
He says laharis, you say liras. Why is liras?
Liras.
To see yourself is harder than to show yourself. What do you say?
Liras.
Liras es atzmo. To view yourself than to show yourself.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
Yeah.
Well, why do you say that? What would be the nafka mean of liras and laharis?
You can
act an actor.
Okay, that's beautiful. You know, and that's the first thing I want to just express. This is more machshava type of shir. It's not an halacha. There's no such thing, but absolutely no such thing, but no such thing in Yiddishkeit of showing something which is not. You can't say that the Rambam meant fraud. Show off as if it's a play. You know, it's a Pesach play. That's what he's saying. You know, so the Baal HaGadol, the way you have it, it's real. Literally, sometimes you have to view yourself. But the Rambam is, it's a play. Make a Pesach play. Show yourself, but you don't feel it, you don't believe it, you don't this. But show it to others. It's so hard to say that.
Maybe the Rambam is saying Kadesh Yishalu, just as we do things that, in a family, you know, we do things that
I don't believe there's a Kadesh Yishalu which doesn't have a real basis to it. For instance, there's a Rashi in Parshas Mishpatim. Rashi says that in Kesef Talva Es Ami Es Ha'Ani Imach, right? That's the pasuk. In Kesef Talva Es Ami Es Ha'Ani Imach. So Rashi, I think, lashon there is your person is mechuyev, is obligated to see himself as an ani. What is that? Is that a fake? You know, make yourself as an ani, make you think you feel as an ani, and therefore give stucca the way you would want somebody to give it to yourself. I don't believe that. What Rashi really means is that you have to see yourself as an ani because you're part of that person. You know, if your right hand is an ani, your left hand is an asher, or vice versa, you know, it's all part of you. It's an ani imach, he's part of you. So see yourself as an Ani. It's more than make believe. See yourself as is not make believe. And it's a very important thing. That's why it's a big avodah. See, just if you remember this in Yiddishkeit, by the way, your Yiddishkeit will grow so deep. See yourself as and make believe are totally two separate things. The child makes believe. The adult sees it, that's what it really is. In a certain dimension, obviously. So then again, which one's more difficult, Liras or Laharas?
What's the shadow we say that the Gemara says you can look at yourself like you're classified and look at the world as you're classified? The chances that it's classified at that point is impossible.
Why is that, by the way?
But every second of your life, you coincidentally are exactly half and half.
Half and half doesn't mean in a quantity of mitzvahs.
So whatever it means, what is the quality, whatever.
It means in the totality of things. That's the banity part, and the odds are it's like that.
The odds are you're exactly banning every second of your life.
Yeah, and I think, and I'll take it a step further, I think what the Gemara really means over there is that you have to realize that your action makes a difference. And that's true.
Yeah, but
this happens. Don't look at yourself, don't look as if the whole world is great. Right, and therefore my wrong action is not going to do anything, my right action is not going to do anything. Well, the whole world is horrible, and therefore my right action is not going to do anything, and my wrong action won't do anything. Your action really has an effect, and it does have an effect. It really does have an effect. And that's what you're always saying. You have to always remember, you're in a limbo. Your whole world's in a limbo, and it really is. In a certain way, it really is. And your actions are meaningful. And it's very true. That's the difference between successful people, I think you've heard this many times, and people who fail. Is when you think for a second that your action is meaningless, so then you will never rise to any occasion, and odds are you'll do bad. When you realize that you're the necessary component, so then you will always rise to the occasion. It's just simple, as we said many times. Yeah, and what I once said as a mashal was a takeoff of the Gemara you just said. I used to say the story, and I've said it so many times that people are going to think it's boring, but others might not have heard it. The first time I said it, the second time I said it, they probably won't hear it the third time I said it. But there was a community that only had 10 male Jews. And it was what happened because of that community, everyone had to be by minyan every morning. And because of that, you couldn't take off for a Shabbos, you couldn't go on a vacation, you couldn't go on a business deal. And you had to go away. So you had to make sure there was somebody else in town. And that's what we've done over here in Waterbury many times. Before Shabbos, everyone makes a cheshire, before Yom Tov, everyone makes a cheshire to make sure there are 10 male Jews. Because the minyan has to go on. And it worked like that for years, and the town never missed a minyan. One day, 11th Jew moved into town, and the next day there was no minyan. Because everyone says, I don't have to go. So but the truth is that your actions are very important. And there's no such thing as you don't have to go. And if all 10 came and you went, it also is Rambam HaJismel in different dimensions. That's what the Gemara is saying. So there's a view in one dimension, everything's middle tavu kain you. So that's what I mean. There's no sort of make believe. There has to be sure in some area or not, and your presence does make a difference. In anything, in a seder, a seder in yeshiva, and in a seder outside the yeshiva, in a tefillah. Everyone's presence makes a difference. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. And because of that, everyone's actions makes a difference, otherwise you wouldn't be here. Trust me, I have the question on most people why God created you. But he doesn't have it. He doesn't have it, he has a cheshbon. So if he has a cheshbon, I know it's needed. And if you're here, it's needed. So then again, so what's harder? Liras or Laharas? Anyone tell me?
Same thing.
Laharas now.
Yeah.
The Pashas is Liris is, and Laharis is Liris and plus more. plus more. So what's this plus more? What does it mean plus more?
Okay, if it's only for yourself, then it's just the opposite. You're putting on a show that it's not so when you're...
So what does it mean? So what does the Irish mean? Okay, good. What does it mean? So the truth of the matter is, that it could be lyrics is much harder. And the Harris is much easier. You just be like, what do you mean? If the Harris is not a play, then it has to be lyrics plus. So then it can't be easier. No. I think this is the mucker, this is the best way to open up the Grizz. The Grizz says as follows in the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Zayin Halacha Vav, the Rambam says, "B'chol dover dor chayim odom laharis es asma kuli yotzom ba'atzma yotzom atom yishim mitzrayim shenema vo sonu hotzim misham." The pasuk, and he brought us, he brought out from there, and the aldover said, "Tziva kadosh baruch hu b'torah." It's a compositive commandment. V'zacharta, you should remember, ki evan ha'yisa, that you were ever climber, kilo atama atzmocha yisavid, v'yot tzosu l'cheiris v'niftis. You yourself were ever, and you went out l'cheiris, and you redeemed. Zayin l'ficha. K'shesayid adam, when a person feasts, malay l'hazeh, tzorach lecho v'lishtois, v'humesiv derech cheiris. He has to eat and drink, and has to recline in a as an expression of freedom, like free people recline. V'chol echa b'ogah noshim noshim by the abrakaisis. After they have to eat and drink the abrakaisis, and you have to be derech cheres ha'seva. So comes the chakira. Is ha'seva a mitzvah? In how I drink the dalakaisis? It's a tanai in the dalat krisis. In other words, dalat krisis, let's say a kris. The kris needs a couple of conditions. First, it has to be one. That's all. Otherwise, it's not a kris shalayim. It has to be in a cup that's not pugim and then all those other halachas. Otherwise, it's not a cup of wine. It has to be a revius. Otherwise, it's not a cup of wine. You have to drink a rive, either a kais, rive, revius, otherwise, it's an abrakaisis. And there's a posture of man, chayrus. Otherwise, you were a kind of mitzvah of abrakaisis. That's one way to look at it. Matzah. Achilas matzah. First of all, it has to be matzah. If I'm not going to eat them, if it's not matzah, I'm not yaitzah mitzvah. It has to have a kizayis. And it has to be derech ha-seva. It's a condition of the fulfillment of the mitzvah. And if I don't have ha-seva, it's like I didn't have matzah. You ate tuna fish, you need matzah. That wasn't the mitzvah of achilas matzah. If I didn't have ha-seva, I didn't drink a kais of wine. Because the condition is derech ha-seva. Or no. That's Pasha Sayyid. The Rosh in Avi Pesachim says that beforeish. And of course, if I drink one of the abrakaisis, or had an achilas matzah, shaloba seva, I wasn't yotze the mitzah, I have to do it over again, and probably with a bracha, if I was mafsik, with a bracha. You missed it, you goofed it. Or no. There's a din, stam a din, called, you have to eat, you have to be a ben chayrim. There's no din ha-seva. We didn't say ha-seva any place. There's a din, you have to be a ben chayrus. And you have to express that chayrus. You have to express the chayrus. How do you express chayrus? That's a posture called ha-seva. When were they misakin to do that? Well, lo yudalit, at the seder. What part of the seder? A part of the Seder, we're usually b'nei chayrin abba ha-seva. What is that? When they're drinking, when they're eating. So it's not a condition in abrakaisis. It's not a condition in achilas matzah. It's the place where they said to fulfill the mitzvah of expressing chayrish through ha-seva, The proper time for that, the real time for that, is when you're drinking your mitzvahs achila and your mitzvahs shtiyah. So what will happen? Obviously, if I drank the arba kaisis shalom ba'aseva, if I ate the matzah shalom ba'aseva, so I was yoytze the arba kaisis, but I wasn't mekayim my mitzvah of aseva, and therefore I have to drink it over again, obviously, in order to fulfill the mitzvah aseva. But the arba kaisis, if they asked why I was yoytze the mitzvah, that's the Rambam. The Rambam says it's very good. Chayiv Odom Laharis Atzmai. Kilu Otto Yotzim Sai. What's Laharis Atzmai? He has to act Derech Eris. That's all it is. It's not a Chavis Alvavis. I don't have to think it. I don't have to view myself like that. It's not viewing yourself. I can have Laharis without the Liris. It is like a show, but it's not a fake. I can have Laharis without the Liris. It's a Maisa Mitzvah. It's an act of a Mitzvah. Chayim on the Laharis is Atzmah. Where do I know that? Because Vizacharta, Ki Yeva Yisra Mitzrayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took you out. How am I Chayim the Mitzvah Vizacharta? Lefichach. You have to tzorach le'echov lishov who mates of their achilas. Your achilah and she has to be b'hat seva. That's it. So it's a nayer din. So now according to Rambam, so it goes like this. According to the Rosh, there's a mitzvah achilas matzo. There's a mitzvah achilas mora. There's a mitzvah of arba kaisis, and there's a mitzvah of agada. Four mitzvahs. According to the Rambam, there are five mitzvahs. There's achilas matzah, achilas mara. There's arba kaisis, you know, without the kemer and everything. There's the haggadah, and there's derech eris, which is haseva. The only thing is, I'm a kayim the haseva at the time of my achilah, my shtiyah. That's why the Rambam in Palacha Ches says, afilu oni shevisholo yocha achi yosef. And Uvei Eitzel Aviv, and he talks about Aseva, and B'shas Achilles Kizayis Matzah V'Abra Kaisis Aseva, U'Shar Chilotzo V'Shiyotzo Im Eisev HaReizim Meshubach Im Lav Eil Tzorech. If you want to, it's Meshubach, obviously, because there's a mitzvah Aseva. There it's already a Kiyum, it's not a Chiyuvis. But if you do, it's okay. The Rambam never says V'im Lo Eisev, you are Mekayim Mitzvah. Of course, because if you weren't Mason, you weren't Mekayim the mitzvah of arba kaisis and achilas matzah. So that's the Rambam, that's the way the Griz learns the Rambam. And there's a din of Laharis. By the way, in the Shulchan Aruch, the Bishop Ruh, by the way, says you don't make a bracha. If you have to drink over the place, you don't make a bracha. That's probably because it's a Sofik bracha zonka. Machlokes is the Rambam in the Rosh. But Shulchan Aruch also paskins that Yisada Shulchan Yofa B'Kelim Noyim Kifi Kaychai. You're supposed to have Kelim Noyim, nice Kelim on you, even though all year long Mishavur says we don't always have the nicest of Kelim because Zechel Achorbin. But on Pesach, we don't say the Zechel Achorbin, and it's Kelim Noyim. So he puts this, and you have to make sure that you keep a place that you can sit with derech cheres. So Allah puts it into the same halacha. You see from here, and many of the achrayim say it, that's laharis also having the kelim noyim. Yeah, on the table is showing chayrus. That's the Rambam. Then let's leave that for a few minutes. What about liris? We don't have that gear, so we say liris. I think liris is much harder. Liris means I have to view myself as I left Mitzrayim. It's not a. According to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah shebeguf. It's an act of guf. According to the other Gersois, it's an act of the heart. Now, what does it mean act? I have to see myself. It's not a picture, you know. Close my eyes, and now I have a picture of myself leaving this room. I have to view it. I have to see it. I have to realize it. That's called the chavis alev. A chavis alev is much harder. You know, it's the gedev after Hashem kara b'chol v'avchol b'chol nafshin chol b'chol ma'adecha. That's murder. The eraser. These are chavis alevaris, and it has to be real. It can't be fake. It can't be a fraud. So how do you do that? What's the answer? So it's good to know this. I think the answer to that goes with a famous chinuch. The chinuch is, you know, if you look all around in Chumash, you have a lot of mitzvahs that are toloi of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Throughout Chumash, you know, this mitzvah is Echlis Yisrael, or the Zachartaki, you know, by the Mishkol, you should remember you were Mitzrayim, the Haftimus Agar, and remember you were Gerim Mitzrayim. And then you look at the Lo HaPesach, it's mitzvah after mitzvah after mitzvah after mitzvah, especially with Zman Shabbayis, you know, Kayim, with all the Korban Pesach, with all the intricacies. There's just so much going on Korban Pesach. You know, you can't break the atzmos, you can't do this, you can't do that, you have to do it this way. And it's a night molei mitzvahs. Sukkot is not like that. You know, Shavuos is nothing. There's no mitzvahs to rises. Rosh Hashanah is not like that. There's one mitzvah by the day, the rice of Shefa. Yom Kippur, you know, it's all lavim, what you can't do. And suddenly here, it's a pile up of mitzvahs. So the chinuch says, he says it at length, but the chinuch basically says, this is the first approach to mitzvahs of Klal Yisrael, the first mitzvahs of Klal Yisrael, and there's a lashon of hachitzaynis ma'areres es apnimis. Ha'odom, this lashon is, that's a lashon in the Mr. Sashar, but the lashon of the chinuch, I think, is Adam Nifal Kafi Pulasa. A person is formed according to his actions. Your actions make the biggest roshim upon yourself. That's what he says, the chinuch, the beautiful chinuch. He says that a person can be a tzaddik ben a tzaddikim. And you put him into a situation where he has to do bad things, like a tax collector. I think that's the mashal of the chinuch. And in those days, tax collectors were not based on rules and regulations. So it was more based on the taivis hamamin. And he can come through that a Rasha ben Arashayim. You can mold a tzaddik into a Rasha. And also, you can take a Rasha ben Arashayim, take the worst person, and have him constantly do mitzvahs, and you'll make him into a tzaddik, because Adam Nifal Kafi Pulasa. It's, you know, in English they might use this word, and it's not the same concept called conditioning. But you can condition a person. You can condition. Who was that? Pavlov? Yeah. You can condition a person, not like Pavlov did it, but you condition a person, because Pavlov did it through reward and punishment. Here it's doing the mitzvah itself is a good thing. It's a different type of conditioning. Pavlov is purely exterior. You do this and I'll give you this. But what you did itself was not that beneficial for the dog that he did. That's an external condition, which is fraud. And it's very clear, maybe I really should do that. I'll explain this. There are two ways to condition a person. Let's say, Mr. Nadoff, I want him to to eat asparagus. There's nothing really redeeming in eating asparagus now that your world grew up. You know, it's spinach, you know. There's really nothing there. So parents push. But it makes a difference to spinach or any really other vegetable. There's no such thing as Popeye, okay? Just remember this. I hate to read your whole thing. But watch. But Mr. Dato's mother wants the condition to eat spinach. So what? He likes ice cream. So for every spinach you'll eat, I'll give you ice cream. So good. So what happens after a while? He sees ice cream, and he eats spinach. You know, that's it. It's ice cream, spinach, ice cream, spinach, ice cream, spinach. And it's, you condition it. By the way, if I don't show him the ice cream, he might not even eat the spinach. It's not even real. But he's conditioned not to eat spinach, really. He's conditioned that he can eat spinach with showing some sign. If I want to do it, I can go like this. I can triple, you know, in doing a triple thing. I can ice cream, you know, see number one, eat spinach. And I can remove it a little bit, and if I can eventually show him one without the ice cream, he'll still eat the spinach. But he always needs some push. Maybe eventually he'll like spinach, maybe he won't like spinach. I could make him a good person because of that also. You do wrong things, you get the slap. You do right things, you get a reward. That's conditioning. But it's not real. What eventually happens is, when you don't get the reward, you don't do the act of good either. And that's how you spoil kids and ruin people instead of perfecting people. So 1 minute. So what's shot? In the Adam Yatsik Adam Shalolashma, where the Rambam says you give a kid candy to do mitzvahs, isn't that Pavlov's conditioning? No. Because mitzvahs be'etzim are good for you. And mitzvahs is your neshama be'etzim wants. And mitzvahs is the perfection of man, both in his character and his whole being. That the etzim is good. There, I condition you to do it, and then you want to do it on your own, because you're the shovel once. You're used to doing it, and it's good for you, the etzim, and you deep down you want to do it. So I can, you know, incentive you to do it, but then I can take away that incentive, and you'll do it on your own. That's not Pavlov, that's a different type of conditioning. So in order, so there, that's how Adam nifalk of people also. In good things, you do good things enough, so you'll be a good person. And of course, you do bad things enough, you'll be a bad person in that. It's a different type of conditioning. Adam nifalk of people also. So, since Rotzah Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lezakas is Yisrael, Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to give a merit to Klal Yisrael. So the Fichach Hirbalam Torah Mitzvahs, he gave them abundance of Torah Mitzvahs. What does that do? It makes a person a better person. That's why some people learn Lezakas means, Zachos means to be clear, to refine. Right? So the Zachos is Yisrael means to be refined. He wanted to refine Klal Yisrael, make us a better person. Therefore, he gave us abundance of Torah mitzvahs, which betters me. So he says the first mitzvahs in Klal Yisrael, and our first approach as a nation of Klal Yisrael, there's an abundance of mitzvahs that molds us, because as we left Mitzrayim, we became a different person. And that molds us. And that molding of us conditions us to the better. That's the chinuch approach to the abundance. Now watch what I'm going to do. I'm going to take the chinuch and say that's pshat. To me, at least in the Baal Gadol. Yesh lachko. Let's go back to the chakiras slides again. So you always hear two sides. Chayiv adam l'hirsis atzmo. According to the Rambam, we said chayiv adam l'hirsis atzmo means it's a chayvus haguf. It has nothing to do with what I feel. It's a mitzvah, so I have to therefore do derech haseva. L'hirsis atzmo, and I have to do this, and I have to do this, and I have to do this, all actions. Because I have to see, therefore I do the actions. Now, in the gears of lyricist atzman, how do I view it? I say, I have to see myself this way, and from seeing myself, therefore I have to do this mitzvah. Since I have to see myself, therefore I do the mitzvahs. So the mitzvahs are come as a result of seeing myself. I don't know if that's true. Or, since I have to see myself, I have to do the mitzvahs because that will allow me to see myself. Is the mitzvahs of Leil Pesach a cause or is it an effect? According to the Rambam, it's an effect. Laharis, the effect is Asiyas HaMitzvahs. According to our gears, it's a cause. Since you have to see yourself, how can you see yourself? It's the hardest thing. Oh, other difficult people also. You know what? Eat matzah. See for Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Mora. Arba Kaisis. Hatzeva. Chola Marvel and Sapir Yitzhak Mitzrayim. I raise a Meshubach. Get into it. Get into it. Get those mitzvahs. And the more you get into something, the more you start to see yourself as the personality that it happened to. So the mitzvahs are the cause, the effect, the end result of Pesach is liris. Mashaykin, according to Rambam, the end result of Pesach is the fulfillment. It's a totally different approach to Pesach. And that's why if sometimes, I don't know if you have some people have read novels here, I'm sure, kosher novels, and some people have even seen, you know, maybe plays or, you know, some things. But sometimes you read a book, and you're so into the book, and you fall asleep, you think you were that person. It happens. You think that's the person. By the way, children, all the time, you know, when I was growing up, you had children who really thought they were Superman, you know. They thought they were that player. And people, that you start to feel it. Sometimes you read a book about the Holocaust, and you can see, you know, you start to dream that you were that person that went through it. And you sometimes wonder, yeah, not, what, not. Yeah, that's what happens. The reading of it, you know, makes you feel it. They say, that sometimes an actor, if he does the show so many times, he adopts the personality of that he's acting. He adopts that personality. Of course, other difficult people also. It's not a question. So an actor can adopt it. He becomes the real person. That is the chayva of Leil HaYetziyah. So many people, that's why I say the Rambam is so much easier. In the Rambam, I fulfill mitzvahs. Yeah, I walked in one way, I walk into the Seder one way, and I walk out of the Seder the same way, Baruch Hashem, and I fulfilled my mitzvahs. And it's L'mahadra. But according to the gifts that we have, if you walk out after the Seder, the same way you walked in, you didn't fulfill the mitzvahs. Of course, you fulfilled the avrakaisis, that's it. But you didn't fulfill what the avrakaisis wanted from you. You didn't fulfill what the matzah wanted from you, and you didn't fulfill what the haggadah wanted from you. Because it wanted you to make a certain feeling in the lathe of a different person. It's so emotional. It's so touching. It's so uplifting. It's a Yom Kippur, in its sense. Nobody walks out of Yom Kippur, you know, the same way as he walked in. And everyone would have a lot of, you know, remorse if that happened. You'd really get depressed. If you walked out of Yom Kippur, at least right after Yom Kippur, if you walked out of the Ilah with the same feeling you had the day before, you'd get depressed. You'd say, oh, it didn't work for me. If you walk out of the Leil HaSeder with the same feeling you walked into the Leil HaSeder, you should get just as depressed. Because it didn't work for you. That's a Kol HaMarba The Saper B'tzias Yisrayim, that's the Harezer B'Shivach. You get totally encompassed by it. Until when? Until you fall asleep. What are you into? Why is, we never have such a chiv like this. Until chatfen hashen is the lashon. Until sleep overcomes you. Not until you go to sleep. Until sleep overcomes you. Because if you were going out of Mitzrayim, you know, that's the way it would be. In order to bring it into you, that's what you have to do. It's very interesting that the Rambam, we said, has an extra lashon. Kilu ba'atzmo yotza ata. As if you yourself came out right now. You know, so Rambam is going in the laharas of atzmo. Into the showing. That's the cheres. As if you bamish came right now out of Mitzrayim. But if you have that girsa, which we saw in the Rambam, the liras, and the Shiva of the Chayas, if you don't have the heart, you have the liras. You have to have the feeling of Yetzias Mitzrayim right now, which is even a little harder to do. But just to conclude with this, when you say the Hallel now, so you see that the Hallel on Lel Pesach is different than the Hallel on Chanukah and on Purim. There's no mitzvah on Chanukah and Purim to see yourself going out. There's no such thing. So what's the Hallel on Chanukah, or the Hallel that's included in the Megillah? You know, Al Anishim that Shasisa Bayomim Ahemaz Manazeh. Right? Shosha Nisim Lavasenu, Bayomim Ahem, Bazman Azeh. That's the bracha you make. It was the Osha Nisim Lavasenu. You know, and that's the Hallel. The Hallel is, oh dog, what happened to our forefathers? But the Hallel on the Lala Yitzhak is not the Hallel which happened to our forefathers. It's the Hallel that happened to us. That's why the bracha is Asher Ga'olonu V'Gol Avaseinu. You're always going to see that personal Ga'olonu V'Gol Avaseinu for normal the father of Shira Chadasha, and you go right into the Hallel. That's but that can only come through a person that gets into the Agada, and that's through the mitzvahs of Agada. So when they talk about that, it's a real Avaida. You know, it's an avodah which takes extreme effort to it, and maybe we'll continue another time to take this a step further. Sure.